A man who loves rain and who's keeping a close eye on the rain totals is Larry Weber, because Larry knows that moisture in the soil going into the fall and winter is always important. See, I have been paying attention, Larry.
Very good. Well, if you've been paying attention, you probably noticed today is the last day of August, and tomorrow we begin the wonderful month of September. August is going to end different than it has been for the whole month. The last few days, the temperature has been considerably below what it had been earlier in the month. But if you look at the statistics for the whole month, we're going to end up warmer than normal. Like I said, it hasn't felt like it, especially a couple of the mornings that we had this week. And precipitation, unless those downpours really happen before midnight, we are going to have a month where, once again, we're going to be a little bit less than normal in precipitation. That is no big deal. It's not much below normal. We started out, we had a period of time there in the month where it looked like it was going to be a big deal because we weren't getting too much rain. But now we're okay. And it's just been a pleasant way to end these last few days. This is what I think of for awesome August. It's just been terrific days. Well, things are happening a great deal. I hope you had a chance to see the full moon that we had this past week. We are now in the waning gibbous phase. The waning gibbous phase is always an interesting one because that's the moon we see in the mornings. It is still out all morning, and we can step outside later in the morning and still see the moon in the western sky. We still have the planets of showing up, Venus and Jupiter and Mars, and they've been with us all summer, and that's been just a cool thing to watch. But there's other things going on besides that. The days continue to get shorter. We are now at less than 13 and a half hours of daylight, and yes, Lisa, in about 3 weeks, we will be at the autumnal equinox. So yes, the days continue. And of course, that brings on the migration. Hawk Ridge has been counting every day since about the last 2 weeks. And so far, the number one raptor to be seen coming across has been the bald eagle. Next is broadwing hawk. And then there's a scattering of quite a few other ones that have been seen, sharpshin hawk, osprey, red-tailed hawk, and American kestrel. But maybe the biggest flight of all of them was not a hawk, but something that's called a hawk, and that is the nighthawk. There was one day of nighthawk, that was the 26th. There was one day where there was nearly 4,000 seen. Now, nighthawks are not a hawk at all. They have a very small bill. They feed on insects. However, somebody who saw them flying thought they looked sort of like a hawk. And when you write the word nighthawk, you write it as one word, which means it is not really a hawk. It belongs to a group of birds called nightjars, which feed on insects and include things like whippoorwill. Anyway, they come across late August pretty much every year, and sometimes big flocks, sometimes not so big. So I was very glad to hear that there were 4,000 seen there. In addition to that, there were plenty of other migrant songbirds, especially. Warblers are moving through right now. I saw a few of them again yesterday. And there are thrushes moving. There are sparrows moving. So, yeah, we're getting quite a few things that are happening. Another interesting one that's a kind of woodpecker, and they migrate through. Now, some of our woodpeckers don't migrate, but this is one that does. It's more brown than it is black and white. It's got a big patch of white on its rump that you can easily see when it flies. And often when they migrate, they tend to hang around the ground. I always told my students they become ground peckers. They're one of them that will feed on ants. Other things that have been going on, I saw a couple of bucks this week that had a full set of antlers still covered with velvet. I saw the frogs. I've been hearing and seeing frogs every day. The frogs that are out right now are mostly the young ones that are just kind of scattering around. I have them in my yard, in my woods, and it's hard to not see them. Gray tree frogs will, however, do a calling at this time of year. It's their, as near as I can tell, it's their territorial call. And then I had a person call me up and ask about goldenrods. Oh, wow, are they terrific right now. This is goldenrod time. I have said several times in the past that the three wildflowers of the fall are goldenrods, asters, and sunflowers, and they're all out there. But I think it's the goldenrods that are really dominating the scene. I cannot go down a road and keep my eyes on the road. I have to look at the goldenrods along the way. Well, I had a chance to stop and take a closer look inside those goldenrods, and I saw, as expected, many, many kinds of insects. Goldenrods are native, and so they tend to attract the native insects. And there's bees and wasps and flies and ants and caterpillars and stink bug and butterfly and dragonfly and, of course, the ubiquitous spiders. On and on and on. There's just an amazing amount that goes on at that time. So by all means, take time in these next couple weeks. Take time to stop and just look at the goldenrods. You don't want to walk in the midst of them, that's fine, but I do. Just look at them. Now, goldenrods are blamed for causing hay fever. They don't cause hay fever. That doesn't mean somebody couldn't be allergic to them, but you can say that about any plant. No, they don't cause hay fever. However, it is still the mentality of many out there. But besides that, get out and take a look. It's really worth it. And the other thing to look at, of course, is the spiders. They are just been terrific. I have virtually every morning, I have what I call web walks or orb walks, where I go out to look at the circular webs that are there. And like I said before, even if someone doesn't appreciate spiders, most photography people appreciate the orb webs, especially when they're covered with dew, as they have been in these recent mornings. We had one morning of rain and fog, and they were spectacular. The next morning, it was clear, and there was still a dew, and once again, they were spectacular. There's just hundreds and hundreds of these webs. We don't usually see the spider, but we can see the web. That is one of the reasons I wrote my Web Watchers book, because we can see the web. We can still figure out what kind of spider it is just by looking at the web. Anyway, get out there and enjoy it. It's terrific. It lasts for a couple more weeks until the frosts come in, and then things start to change rather quickly. We are getting some leaf color going on, quite a few. The smaller trees of dogwood and sumac maybe are the most obvious, turning red. And then the yellow is maybe most obvious with birch and poplar, a lot of that going on as well. There's a smaller plants besides that are getting some color. And then there is the wonderful hawthorns. Hawthorns, which have little apple-like things on them, and for that reason they're sometimes referred to as haw apples, take it a step further. They've not only changed color, they already are starting to drop their leaves. So they're a step ahead of the rest of them. Besides hawthorns being ripe, there's also high bush cranberry getting ripe. There's mountain ash getting ripe. And, of course, our domestic apples are getting ripe. So we are certainly moving into September well prepared. And September is the month of mushrooms. So get out and take a look again. I can't overemphasize just getting out and taking a look. Ben, we really appreciate the scene we're in. We have a holiday weekend, and what a better time to go out and take a look. You don't need to pick mushrooms. You don't need to eat them. Just take a look. So you agree, Lisa, a lot of times it's just the looking is fine. So anyway, enjoy. Have a terrific weekend. Take care.
Bye. All right. Thanks so much, Larry. Larry Weber is an author, a naturalist, an educator, a public speaker, a spider guy, a goldenrod guy, and our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday right here on Northland Morning.